Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 here at AzureCon, and you just got off stage. You are?
Just got off stage. I'm Laura Rebelke. I'm a principal software development engineer at Microsoft.
Fantastic. Yeah. You were talking about some really cool, I love data stuff.
I do too.
So tell us a little bit about what you talked about.
So I was talking about Azure Data Warehouse. Mm-hmm. This is a new service available that just went generally available for public preview. Not generally available, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Public preview.
There you go.
Full public preview, which means everyone can go out there and start building data warehouses, deploying data warehouses for scalable data warehouse workloads.
That's
reporting
awesome.
And analytics.
So there is tons of, like, there's like Data Lake, there's HD Insight, there's the data thing, mm-hmm. there's the data. So can you help us sort of frame what all these things are and where data warehouse fits in?
Certainly. So if you think about your different kind of data workloads, you've got a data warehouse. A data warehouse can be a top down approach or a bottom-up approach. These are things that people think about. Mm-hmm. And from a top-down approach, this is where you can load your data and it's already been shaped and optimized for reporting workloads, analytic workloads, for certain kind of query patterns. Mm-hmm. So you bring that data into a scalable data warehouse engine.
Uh-huh.
That means that it's relationally bound. It's in a format that you're familiar with.
Okay.
You can use SQL syntax against that warehouse to do reporting, build out analytic workloads, and understand your data. So that's what we call a top-down approach. Now, when we go the other direction, bottom-up, uh-huh. this is where you might have very raw data, the data that's streaming in from multiple different kinds of systems.
IoT, CSVs,
JSONs, and you may want to just store that into an engine where you could analyze that data across multiple different types of format, and things like Data Lake are really great for that, so that you can bring that data in, you can process it, you can use things like HD Insight to do batch processing and prepare the data. Oftentimes what you find is people will do a preparation of the data using HD Insight with Data Lake and maybe land that data into an optimized engine like Data Warehouse for reporting. So you've got a really nice, quick experience of analyzing that data for users.
So from the developer perspective, you have all of this data that you're working with.
Right.
You want to get it in a data warehouse after you've done all the process to get good reporting out of it? Is that the main?
You want to be able to understand your business.
Yeah.
And to understand your business, you need data.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get data from a lot of different sources, and you put them into a place where you can analyze that data quickly and have a nice response time for queries.
I see. So let's talk about the volume of data that you can put in the warehouse, mm-hmm. and then the types of computations that you can do. And then after that, we'll talk about Power BI, which is the
Okay, yeah, that was fun too.
So what kind of volume can you put into a data warehouse? Is it infinite? I mean...
Well, we talk about this in the context of hundreds of gigabytes up to petabyte scale.
Which is a lot.
It can be a lot of data. Most people are in that terabyte to tens of terabytes to hundreds of terabyte range. But this is a warehouse, a service that can scale to support petabyte size workloads.
Wow.
And the beautiful thing is what we've done is we've designed this where your storage and your compute are separate.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that if you have patterned workloads, like let's say you've got end of month reporting,
mm-hmm.
and all you do is you have a lot of activity at the end of the month, but the rest of the month, nobody's really using the data warehouse. You can reduce the compute power, pay less for that data warehouse earlier in the month, and then scale it up for those times when you've got a lot of people that are accessing the reports and accessing the data, and scale it up during those peak periods. And in fact, you could even turn off compute and pause the compute, and you don't have any impact to your data. The data is still available for future workloads.
So you could have all of your data in storage,
mm-hmm.
and then, for example, end of month, you got to run all these reports,
yep.
and you just scale up, do all the computations, spit out the reports, scale back down. So you're actually saving money.
You could be saving money and time. These kinds of engines, mm-hmm. these are massively parallel processing engines. And you know, we often look at these as appliances, mm-hmm. in the data center. The time that it takes to get an appliance can be months.
Yeah.
If not longer, from the time when you think, well, maybe I need an appliance for my data warehouse.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's starting to exceed the capacity of a single engine system. So
right.
maybe it's time to go to an appliance. that can take months and a really big investment in hardware. And then you can start loading data.
And you're not even using it.
You're not even using it. And now in the cloud, you can just say, you know what? Let's spin up the service. Give me an endpoint. I'm going to tell you some parameters, what I need. I need an endpoint that has this name. Mm-hmm. And I need this much compute capacity. And just go. And
that's awesome.
You just start loading data from there. And that time is 3 to 5 minutes.
So if you already have a lot of data, say in Azure Storage, mm-hmm. that can easily go over to the data warehouse to do the computations.
Right. So what typically people will do is use some kind of ingestion process. Okay. You can use, like I said, HD Insight to prepare the data and mm-hmm. say we're going to load that data over to Azure Data Warehouse. They might use other ETL tools or ELT tools, mm-hmm. Third party or Microsoft based, and say we want to load that into our data warehouse.
So when you're loading it into the data warehouse, is there a specific shape that the data needs to be in? Because you talked about the bottom up approach and you talk about the top down approach.
Yeah.
When you're getting it into the data warehouse, what are some things that you need to think about?
Well, you do have a predefined schema.
Yeah.
So you know that as opposed to things like, you know, Hadoop or using other platforms like that, you don't have to know that schema in advance. You apply the schema when you query it.
Yeah,
you push the data in and you say, I'm going to do schema later. That's mm-hmm. what you call schema later. With a relational data warehouse, you know schema in advance.
Yeah.
And that gives you the advantage because, you know, there are advantages to that where you can optimize for certain kind of workload patterns and performance. And so you do define your schema first and then you push the data into that schema.
I see. Okay. So now that it's in the warehouse, what are some of the types of computations that people do? Is it just aggregation? Is there more than that?
There, you can use machine learning. So you can use Azure ML to look for patterns in your data. Mm-hmm. You can use Power BI, as we were just talking about, to look for patterns within the data and visually understand your data.
Okay.
You can do any kind of reporting or analytic tooling that are Microsoft bound, and we're working with a lot of our third-party vendors that can connect to that data warehouse to process the data.
That's awesome. Yeah. So let's talk about Power BI. I've been with the Power BI folks and mm-hmm. looking at how they do visualizations. What is Power BI, and then what is it the relationship with Power BI and Data Warehouse?
Okay, so Power BI is what we would look at as more of a dashboard reporting analytic tool. It's mm-hmm. a tool to create visualizations and understand patterns in our data visually. Mm-hmm. It's all web-based, so browser-based, I should say. So it's a service. This is software as a service. Mm-hmm. And anybody in an organization can just go connect and start creating reports, say, get me my data, and just start building out visualizations. So it's available to anybody through a browser within an organization. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that is cool. So what are the benefits of using, because I understand Power BI can be hooked up to anything, but what are the benefits of Power BI in conjunction with Data Warehouse?
That's a really good question, because what we have built is what we would call a direct connection between Power BI and Data Warehouse. So what that means is when Power BI is, you start building a visualization, what's happening is you're actually issuing a query.
Yeah.
You're creating a query.
Mm-hmm.
And with some kinds of engines, you know, the data actually gets moved into Power BI before
the
query is applied, right?
The query's applied.
This is a direct connection. So the query is processing on the engine.
It's much faster.
Much faster.
Yeah.
And it means that it can scale because you have the scale of that massively parallel processing engine for Azure SQL Data Warehouse. So it can process the query in the engine and only bring back the aggregates necessary for the visualization.
Yeah.
That means that it can work with hundreds of gigabytes, hundreds of terabytes or more.
That's amazing.
It's only going to bring the aggregation.
I don't think people realize the amount of calculation that's happening when you're doing, for example, a bar chart.
Right.
And then you have like five or six of those on the screen, and then you want to click on something, and then it changes.
Yep. And all of that is processing on the engine.
Which makes it really
snappy. That's using the power of the cloud.
That's awesome.
And the great thing is that if over time you start using Power BI and your data warehouse has grown and you realize, you know what, even those visuals are starting to render more slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You just go back to Power BI and there's a slider. And you say, I'm going to give it more compute power.
Of course.
And at that point, it should just help your queries compute
faster.
Well,
because they're doing it in parallel.
Right, they're doing it in parallel.
That's amazing.
And you don't have to move data. You don't have to say, I'm going to back up and restore my data into this, you know, new, larger cluster. Mm-hmm. it's all, that's it's the service. There. It's just there. So you just move the slider, run a script, whatever you need to do, and say, give me more compute power. Done.
That's awesome. So where can people go to find out more about Data Warehouse Power BI?
Oh, Azure, Microsoft.com, and go to the Azure homepage, and we've got lots of great information out there. So some awesome documentation that will walk you through tutorials, getting started. And I'd also highly recommend, if you're new to these kinds of engines, in addition to making this now a full public preview, we've also added some sample data.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome? So you can actually say, as you're building your first data warehouse, give me the sample data. And then you can start playing with it.
I see.
And you'll notice that it's T-SQL. This is the same SQL that we already know. And you can connect to it with Power BI and get that experience to understand how things work.
It's so hard to learn new things with blank page.
Right.
And so if you already have some data, it's
just some
help.
Sample data to go get started. So that's a great way to just start.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Laura, thanks so much for spending some time
with
us.
No, thank you. It was fun.
Thanks so much for watching again. We're here at AzureCon. We'll see you next time. Take care.
All right.